If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Mr. Gutterson, please raise your right hand to be sworn. You swear or affirm the testimony you will offer will be the truth.
I do.
You may take your seat. Please speak loudly and clearly so the jurors can hear you.
Good morning, sir. Can you please introduce yourself to the jury and spell your last name for the court reporter?
My name is Ron Gutterson, G-U-T-T-E-R-S-O-N.
And how do you know my client, Donna Adelson?
I know her through her husband, Harvey Adelson, whom I went to high school with.
High school where?
New York City.
And where was that?
Stuyvesant High School.
Okay. Did you keep in touch with him over the years?
Initially, I would see Harvey every... Yes.
Initially, yes. At some point, did you grow apart? You lived
au contraire. After graduation, I saw Harvey next, 25 years later, at our high school reunion. And then we had one every 5 years thereafter, which I saw him. And then in, around 2008 or 2009, something like that, I was in Florida for Christmas, and we get to Florida, Miami, Christmas Eve, everything is closed, we're hungry. What do you eat? Chinese food. So we order Chinese food, I bite into the spare rib, I crack my front tooth. I call a friend of mine who's a dentist in New York who also went to high school with us. And I said to him, who do we know in Florida? I need a dentist. He gave me a choice of names, one of which was Harvey. The other fellows were academics teaching at the university. Harvey I knew from high school. I called him on Christmas. He saw me the next day and we reconnected. And we became friendly, and then he and Donna and Annie and I would travel together, and we really bonded. The chemistry was there.
Okay. Can you describe their relationship, Donna and Harvey?
Once again?
Can you describe their relationship, Donna and
Harvey? A very loving couple, very together, very warm.
Were you aware that their son, Charlie, was arrested in this investigation?
Yes.
During Charlie's trial, can you describe Donna and Harvey's state of mind, how they were feeling about things?
To put it mildly, extremely upset, off the wall, like most caring parents would be.
Did there come a time... Now, your life partner is Annie Cunningham?
Cunningham.
Okay. And when you first reconnected in 2008 or 2009, did you all have a place in Miami or in South Florida?
Yes. Annie had a place in Aventura.
Okay. And at some point later, did you purchase a house on the west coast of Florida?
In 2015.
And where was that?
Naples, Florida.
At some point during the trial, did you and Annie offer to allow Donna and Harvey to stay at your place in Naples?
Yes.
Why was that?
we were not using the place where snowbirds. They, during the trial, were, for lack of a better word, pestered by bloggers and reporters, and they just wanted to avoid that. We live in a gated community. We offered them the use of our home, especially since we weren't there, and they availed themselves of this opportunity.
After the verdict was rendered in Charlie's case, did you speak with Harvey and Donna?
Several days later, and Annie spoke to Donna, and obviously they were distraught, and Harvey was off the wall.
What do you mean when you say off the wall?
He was devastated. His son was convicted.
Now, I want to back up a little bit. Can you tell us a little bit about your background in education?
I have an undergraduate degree in economics. I have a master's, an MBA in finance. I have several credits towards my doctorate in economics.
Any prior military experience?
I was in the Army Reserve Military Intelligence Division.
And when was that?
Approximately 1966 to 1971.
After the conviction, did you become aware that Harvey and Donna were trying to travel to clear their heads?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know whether or not that was a permanent move or was it temporary?
It was, to the best of my knowledge, a temporary move. It was approximately November, and they were coming back in January or February for their youngest grandchild's bar mitzvah.
So, although they were traveling, they made it clear that they'd be back for the bar mitzvah.
Yes. Donna had told Annie that she purchased a dress.
Can't say what somebody else said. Just you.
Yes,
were,
I was aware they were going to return.
Under any set of circumstances, would they not have returned?
I don't know. That I under normal circumstances, they would move heaven and earth to be there for that traditional occasion.
Just a moment, Your Honor. Mr. Gutterson, while Donna and Harvey were traveling, were you asked to assist with the rental property business?
Yes.
In what way?
The handyman, Jared, was given my phone number. I was given his phone number. And I was asked to do Harvey a favor that if Jared had any problems, like purchasing a new air conditioner, a new refrigerator, he would call me for my approval.
And then, but it was clear to you, clear to Jared, that this was a temporary arrangement while Harvey and Donna were traveling.
Until he returned during his absence.
Just one more moment, Your Honor.
Nothing further, Your Honor?
Cross-exam.
Said under normal circumstances, they were going to make every effort to return to attend that bar mitzvah, right?
Yes.
Obviously, normal circumstances would not include a warrant being issued for their arrest for first-degree murder. That would be an abnormal circumstance.
I am not aware of that.
But you would agree that would be an abnormal circumstance that
yes.
might prevent them from coming back.
By the same token, at the time, there was no warrant out for her arrest when they left.
Right, but might cause them to not come back, wouldn't it?
Once again?
It might cause them to not come
back. It might. You'd have to think twice.
Sure. And when the verdict came down on Charlie Adelson's case, do you recall Mrs. Adelson reaching out to the two of you saying maybe she might want you to come to where she was? Do you remember that?
To Vietnam?
No, sir. She wasn't in Vietnam. I don't know exactly where she was, but she said...
You mean in Florida, in the state of Florida?
Yes, sir. Can't say exactly why, but we may need you guys to come here. Remember that?
Yeah, for moral support.
Okay. And where were you located at the time that those text messages were sent? Were you in New York?
To the best of my knowledge, in New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Okay. And she says that Wendy's not responding to them, so she has some issues she may need your help with. Do you remember that?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
And those were the issues regarding your assistance with managing the rental properties?
No, just overall moral support.
Okay, well, she says specifically Ron may have some work to do here. What does that reference? Is that the moral support?
That and helping with Jared, but I would never spoken to by Donna about this matter. This was between Harvey and myself.
Okay, but you understood that you may be needed to come down.
My services may be needed as a friend to assist.
Right. And you were happy to do that, right?
That's what friends are for.
In fact, the response is whenever, whatever you need, we're there.
Words to that effect, yes.
Thank you. Nothing further.
Redirect.
No question, Your Honor.
Is Mr. Gutterson released from, or released from the trial?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is the state planning to recall him for any purpose?
No, Your Honor.
Have a good day, Mr. Gutterson. You are
Thank
released.
You,
please call your next witness.
Your Honor, the next witness is Kelsey Gwine, who might need a few minutes to set up the presentation.
It's fine. Members of the jury, the bailiff will take you to the jury room. We will at that time hear from the next witness.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.